My name is Ricky Baldwin. I'm a freelance writer, activist, and father of twins, and I live in Urbana with my wife and kids. Administration apologists can say what they like about Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, but he told the truth about torture at the U.S. prison camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Killing the messenger just won't make the bad news go away. Amnesty International and other human rights groups have repeatedly found evidence that, quote, numerous detainees in Guantanamo, as well as in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere, have been subjected to direct torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment at the hands of U.S. jailers and interrogators. Add to this recent FBI reports of, quote, torture techniques at Guantanamo. Reports detail chaining prisoners to the floor without food or water or access to toilets, sometimes draped in Israeli flags with loud music blaring, keeping prisoners barefoot and semi-naked in refrigerated rooms, depriving them of sleep until blood ran out their noses, transferring prisoners back and forth to Egypt and other countries for week-long beatings, and so on. Some of these prisoners are children. Over 2 years after the war in Afghanistan officially ended, hundreds of prisoners of war are still being held without trial or charges, in direct violation of international law. This is behavior we regularly denounce in our enemies. The Bush administration refuses to follow the Geneva Conventions, but they did promise the International Red Cross could interview all prisoners. They broke that promise. Last month, Amnesty concluded that the Guantanamo prison is, quote, the gulag of our time, and, quote, an icon of lawlessness. If we really wanted to be the land of the free, we'd close these concentration camps at Guantanamo in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere immediately, and we wouldn't borrow any other country's torturers either. Instead, the Bush administration is now expanding the Guantanamo gulag and giving the contract to Vice President Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton. Enough said.